as we move forward. I am confident that our collaboration will grow even stronger in infrastructure development, energy, agriculture, and education.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono also highlight key strategic project resulting from the collaboration between the two nations, including the expansion of Patimban Port and the strengthening of urban transportation systems such as Jakarta's MRT. He emphasized that the Indonesian-Japan strategic partnership will continue to reinforce, particularly in infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and education.
Moving on to the Indonesian government is currently working to repatriate 270 Indonesian citizens allegedly involved in online gambling operations in Myanmar. Director for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Yuda Nugraha, stated in Tangerang, Banten on Friday, those Indonesian citizens do not include victims, but also perpetrators of online gambling and human trafficking. He revealed that some of these Indonesian citizens had worked for 2.5 years in the online gambling sector in the Philippines, Laos, and Miawadi, Myanmar. He affirmed that the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs will soon conduct the evacuation process for 92 Indonesian citizens suspected of being victims of human trafficking in Miawadi. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masaki Yasushi hopes cooperation between Indonesia and Japan in all sectors will increase. He highlighted the importance of increasing people-to-people contact between the people of the two countries. Speaking on the occasion of the Emperor's birthday in Jakarta on Thursday, Ambassador Masaki Yasushi hopes the number of Indonesian students continuing their education in Japan will increase.
I think every area we have to enhance, but personally I think human exchanges are very important. Suppose now there are many Indonesians who are going to Japan as a student, tourist, and also skilled worker. I think that should be increased. And also my mission is to increase the number of Indonesian students who will study in Japan. Because in Japan now universities are teaching in English. So you don't need so sophisticated languages of Japanese. There are many universities, so hopefully from now many Indonesian students choose the Japanese university as a place to study abroad.
In addition to the education sector, Ambassador Masaki Yasushi said Indonesia has a workforce that is greatly needed in Japan, so he hopes cooperation in the workforce sector can also increase. According to him, Indonesia has a highly dedicated workforce. Currently, Indonesian workers in Japan fill the medical service, manufacturing, agriculture, fisheries, and service sectors. At the same occasion, Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masaki Yasushi invited Indonesia and other countries to persuade the United States to reconsider the tariff policies on certain countries. He explained that the Japanese government is paying special attention to the tariff policy imposed by the new U.S. administration.
Well, now the new president of the United States tried to use tariffs as a tool of negotiation. So we have a concern. And China already has been caught by tariffs, high tariffs. But I don't think it's a very good thing to the world economy. So Japan and Indonesia and the other countries who are based on the multilateral law have to convince to persuade the United States to be based on the rule commitment. And also we should avoid escalation of trade war between China or United States or whatever.
U.S. President Donald Trump recently announced a new import tariff policy targeting developing countries, including countries in Southeast Asia. The new policy is said to be a retaliatory measure against developing countries that impose high import tariffs on U.S. goods. Meanwhile, for Indonesia, the United States is one of the largest aluminum export markets. In the period January to August 2024, the Director of Trade Security at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Nathan Kambuno, reported Indonesia's extruded aluminum exports to the U.S. were recorded at $41 million. The export value plummeted compared to the same period in the previous year, namely $79.5 million. We continue with an Iranian film director whose work has been nominated for the Oscars this year said he is interested in collaborating with Indonesian filmmakers in the future. At the opening of Indonesia-Iran Movie Week in Jakarta on Friday, the director Babak Haceh Pasha considers both Indonesian and Iranian people have to have many cultural interactions. Pasha stressed the collaboration should involve local stories, so the movies produced have their own identity.
An Iranian film director whose work has been nominated for the Oscars this year said he is interested in collaborating with Indonesian filmmakers in the future. At the opening of Indonesia-Iran Movie Week in Jakarta on Friday, February 21st, the director, Babak Haceh Pasha, considers both Indonesian and Iranian people have many cultural interactions. Pasha stressed that the collaboration should involve local stories, so that the movies produced have their own identity.
باعث افتخار منه و عزیزان ما در اندونزی برادران ما هستند و هنرمندان بسیار.
It should be my honor, and our counterparts from Indonesia are our brothers, and they are very dear artists. I hope this happens and we can work together. The most important thing is that we, whether Iranian or Indonesian artists, should realize that we have to stand on our own feet and make films that are part of the story and life of our countries. Babak Haceh Pasha is an Iranian filmmaker, screenwriter and actor whose film, In the Arms of the Three, represented Iran at the 2025 Academy Awards, commonly known as the Oscars. It became the first movie screened at the opening event, which Indonesia's Minister of Culture, Fadlizon, personally attended. Indonesia-Iran Movie Week, presented to celebrate 75 years of relations between Indonesia and Iran, the screen for Iranian and for Indonesian films. Rama Siti Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with Indonesia commemorates National Waste Awareness Day every year on February 21st. This commemoration is commemorated based on the tragedy of the collapse of the Lewi Gajah final waste disposal site in Cimahi, West Java. The tragic event even claimed lives. The tragedy occurred on February 21st, 2005, which became a turning point for waste management in Indonesia. Based on the website of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry of the Republic of Indonesia, the 2025 National Waste Awareness Day commemoration carries the theme Collaboration for a Clean Indonesia. According to the Ministry of Environment and Forestry website, waste management has become a global and national issue that is still a problem and continues to be resolved. The objectives of the National Waste Awareness Day commemoration include strengthening the commitment and active role of local governments in implementing waste management. That's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, and coming up next, here is commentary entitled Moving Together for a Cleaner Indonesia. Today's commentary entitled Moving Together for a Cleaner Indonesia. This year's National Waste Awareness Day, which falls on February 21st, is more than just a commemoration, but a call to action. The theme, Collaboration for a Clean Indonesia, is very relevant, especially after the collapse of the Lewi Gajah landfill in Cimahi, West Java, some time ago. This incident illustrates how urgent it is to improve waste management. National Waste Awareness Day 2025 invites the public to address the waste problem, starting from its source, namely each home. It is time for the public to rethink how to manage environmentally oriented waste every day. Small steps such as sorting waste, recycling, and reducing consumption can have a big impact when done together. If everyone participates, the results can create a cleaner and healthier environment for the future. The challenges in addressing the waste problem are real, and they are getting bigger. As the amount of waste increases, its negative impact on our planet is also increasingly felt. However, changes for the better are still very possible if they start from each individual. By making sustainable choices and working together, the negative impact on the environment can be reduced. Therefore, people need to build habits that will last in the long term in managing waste. People should be more aware of the waste produced in everyday life and take the necessary steps to make changes. Through collaboration and small changes in daily routines, people can contribute to a cleaner and greener Indonesia. That was commentary from Voice of Indonesia. Quote of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk.
Tak bisa ku melawan Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara, bisingkan dan Hai cinta, beri pertanda dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara. Bisingkan darah, melantunkan darah. Asmara, adai kecinta tentang kei bunga takkan buat kau layu dan kecewa. Kamu jaga
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, I'd like to remind you all that you can send us your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram @VOI_official, or WhatsApp number +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Istimewa, sayangnya sama kita, tak restukan kita. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you Taman Sari, which means beautiful garden that was originally a garden or palace garden of the Keraton Ngayog Jakarta Hadiningrat. Taman Sari complex was constructed in stages during the reign of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The construction began in 1758 AD and the key parts of the complex were completed in 1765 AD. Taman Sari covers an area of more than 10 hectares and includes 57 buildings. Its existence can be compared to the Taman Sari in Surakarta, Central Java, and Bogor Botanical Gardens in West Java, which serve as the palace garden of the Bogor Palace. The first impression you get when entering Taman Sari is coolness and tranquility, as you can hear the gentle sound of water in the distance. The design of Taman Sari was based on the ideas of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, while the technical drawings were done by a Portuguese national known as Demang Teguh. The project was initially led by Tumenggung Mangundipuro, who was later replaced by Prince Notokusumo. Based on its design, Taman Sari complex can be divided into at least four parts. The first part is an artificial lake to the west. The next part is the building south of the artificial lake, including Umbul Binangun Bathing Place. The third part is Pasarayan Ledok Sari and Gargitawati Pond, located south of the second part. The last section is to the east of the first and second sections, extending eastwards to the southeast of the Maganan complex. In the past, Sari Garden was also a meeting place for the royal family and a bathing place for the sons and daughters of the palace nobles. Listener, Taman Sari Yogyakarta is located in Patehan, Keraton District, Yogyakarta City, Special Region of Yogyakarta. This tourism attraction is only 1.6 kilometers from Yogyakarta's 0-kilometer point, with a travel time of 6 minutes by motorcycle. The entrance fee is quite affordable. And here, you can walk through the entire Taman Sari complex, which is surrounded by local residents' homes. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sahabatku. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally, Sahabat Tersayang, it was, the meaning of Sahabat, best friend, itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Semua takkan musnah, terlanjur abadi. Semua yang telah lalu takkan menggontai pilu. Semua tak terlupa, telah terukir nyata. Takkan pernah tergumam untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya, sebilang meninggalkanmu selalu. Takkan pernah terkumpul untuk menepis bayangmu. Tak berdaya sebilangmu meninggalkanmu selalu. Selagi bumiku tak senada firmanmu seraya sinarmu.
Change me, so lucky to call you mine. Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku.
Which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa.
Which means taste.
Ayam betutu.
Which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang.
Which means roasted.
Tungku.
Which means stove.
Oven.
Which means oven.
Sama-sama.
Which means equally.
Enak.
Which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
Baik.
Which means whether or both and
Maupun.
Which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states whole betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu.
Viewer listener, I wish I could play this song longer, but unfortunately, I have to sign out from the show. So, we thank you so much for joining us on the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Stay tuned for another interesting edition with the English service of Voice of Indonesia on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.
这是由加达 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33.25GHz和17.55GHz。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播，以及 RRE Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。听众朋友你好，我 Annie， 祝你身体健康。在提前一个小时的会议节目，我向为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的信息，其中之一是相关 Prabowo Subianto 总统最近聚集了961名地方首长。我们还会播放一些在印尼流行的印尼歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，将向您介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的独特。开始本集的节目，请收听新闻。Prabowo 总统主持961名地方首长就职仪式。于2月20日，印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo Subianto 总统在雅加达总统府主持961名地方首长及副首长就职仪式。这次大规模就职典礼是印度尼西亚共和国历史上首次举行的。我先对您的就职表示祝贺，我想祝贺大家获得各地方实际的信任，还祝贺你们当选为各自地方首长。我认为这是我们国家第一次发生的历史性时刻，首次为33名省长、33名副省长、363名县长、362名副县长、85名市长、85名副市长，共计来自481个地方的961名地方新省首长进行同时就职仪式。
82 wakil bupati, 85 wakil wali kota, dengan total 961 kepala daerah dari 481 daerah。
作为就职典礼的象征，刘敏地方行政首长站在各自宗教的代表面前宣誓就职，而地方行政首长同时宣誓。使用营养食便是免费营养膳食计划的成功关键。良好的营养食入不仅对维持健康有作用，而且还影响一个人的认知、身体和生产力功能。印尼西加瓦伊贝贝大学教授兼营养与食品专家协会主席哈尔宾西亚教授于2025年2月20日在印度尼西亚之声晨间谈话节目采访时，强调充足的营养食培养印度尼西亚更健康、更有生产力的未来一代的重要先决条件。是的，营养不仅对健康非常重要，而且对每个人的认知和身体功能以及生产力也非常重要。因此营养食入更好，营养状况更好，人们的身体机能就会更好，认知和心理机能就会更好，健康状况也会更好。所以如果我们希望印度尼西亚拥有更好的未来，这就是先决条件。